Hi, good afternoon, good morning, I say good evening, wherever you are around the world. This is your brother Carlo Bisa. This is our podcast, our cast, or our program for this evening, An Hour with God, through Lighthouse, through the power of MixLR app. So all you have to do is download that app and then search the Lighthouse, and you will find a yellow logo with a lighthouse on it, and that would be us. So this is a program by the Churches of Christ Universal, the only true church we can find in the Bible, non-denominational, non-worldly teaching, and it is based on Bible, whatever we are teaching to you. Okay, so this evening is going to be a recorded message. I'm sorry, it has to be recorded. There's a lot of things going on with our schedule, but we try to find time, and this is our best time that we can find for you to have a delivered message. Okay, I would like to thank all those who are helping us make this podcast or this cast possible, our program. I'd like to thank Sister Dahl Mayor and Brother Mayor as well. Thank you very much for all your support and your help, and Brother Buds, and also all those who are the speakers here, and all those who are contributing to evangelize as much as we can, because we all know that our time is not promised to us. Anytime Jesus can come back, and he will take take all his children with him to eternity, and we hope and we pray we are in that number, and of course we have to be in the body of Christ, and to be in the body of Christ, we have to be baptized in the water. Baptism means it's not sprinkling. It has to be an immersion of full body. But there's also steps before we reach that. And we will mention that at the end of our message this evening. Before we do so, let us open up with a prayer. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, owner of our lives, we thank you once again for allowing us to have this time to be with you, for allowing us to study thy word. We pray that may you open up our hearts and give us steady minds, dear Father in heaven, so that we may be able to concentrate on your word. Help us, Lord, to have a good heart, dear Father in heaven, and an accepting heart, so that we may be able to absorb, dear Father in heaven, the spiritual food that we are about to partake, and that we may do so, dear Father in heaven, in a manner that's pleasing to you, so that we may follow you and the examples and the teachings of your Son Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. May you be with us, dear Father in heaven, and our families and our loved ones, and all those who are sick and shut in, and all those who have lost their loved ones along the way. We pray, dear Father in heaven, that may you give them comfort and peace at this time. And for all those who are sick, we pray that may you give them a normal portion of their health. We thank you for all thy blessings, and we humbly ask that may you forgive us of our sins. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. So our message this evening, or at this time, it will be short, because this is going to be a two-part message. There's a lot of meat into the message. So our message will be taken from the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 28 verse 16 to 20, and our title would be From the Head to the Heart. From the Head to the Heart. Let us look at Matthew chapter 28 verse 16 to 20, and it reads, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age." So this is what we call the Great Commission. Okay, this is what we call the Great Commission. All right. This task was given to the disciples, and the disciples carried on, if we look at the book of Acts, all the way to all the books that was written, Corinthians, Ephesians, Galatians, and all the churches that we have in Asia, and that expanded all the way to the east or to the west. We have the disciples and all the followers of the Christian world during that time. The first century Christians have followed the Great Commission that Jesus has given. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And that's what the Bible mentioned. That did not come from me. That was the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am just reading it through. So this passage shows us what happens on the outside when someone becomes a disciple of Jesus. We read that very often to see that the information about him is communicated. An individual is immersed in water, becomes a disciple, and then a person receives more information about Jesus and his commands from others. In this lesson, I'd like to explain to you what has to happen on the inside of a person in order to become a disciple. We don't see this process, but the Bible does talk about it. For a person to become a disciple of Jesus, two things have to happen on the inside. Okay, so the change that we're talking about, this is the change that I think I preached to this a few months ago or a year ago. The change has to come from the inside out. Remember what we always say, okay? When we are influenced by the media or by the movies that we watch, or even by sometimes the music that we listen, okay? When we put garbage in us, in our minds or in our brains, guess what? Garbage is gonna come out. Okay, so this is the same exact thing that we are talking about here. So a person, in order to become a disciple, has to have that process. It becomes an inside to outside transformation. Okay, number one, what should we do? Okay, for a person to become a disciple of Jesus, two things have to happen on the inside. Number one, Jesus has to get into your head. Okay. We have to get him into our head. If we look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 to 20, Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 to 20, it reads, "When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, 'Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?' So they said, 'Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.' He said to them, 'But who do you say that I am?' Simon Peter answered and said, 'You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.' Jesus answered and said to him, 'Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell, Hades, or hell, shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.' Then he commanded his disciples that they should tell no one that he was Jesus the Christ." After having taught his disciples by word and deed, Jesus brings them to the point where they have to draw a conclusion about him. What do they think about him? An opinion has to be formed. A belief needs to be fashioned from the information that has been given. We see the disciples do this very thing and acknowledge him to be what he claimed to be, which is the Son of the Living God. Now, the objective of most teaching done in church is this, the one right here, an intellectual assessment of Jesus, who he is, what he did, why he did it, when he did it, and what should you do about it. It's relatively easy and comforting, and we have a tremendous capacity to take in and store information about Jesus and the Bible. A great number of people are baptized and educated, and they serve the church, never going beyond the point of having Jesus in their heads. So what we're trying to say here is, they know Jesus, but they don't know of Jesus. They know Jesus, they read about it in the Bible, but they don't know of Jesus. Okay? Well, head knowledge of Jesus is necessary. Okay? Remember, knowledge is necessary. Reading the Bible is necessary. Memorizing the scripture is necessary. And it is a necessary first step for anyone coming to Christ. But in order to be a follower, to be a disciple, this knowledge has to make its way from your head to our hearts. Okay? So what is the second thing that has to have happened or have to have happened on the inside for us to become a follower of Christ? Number two, Jesus has to get into your heart. Jesus has to get into your heart. Let me read for you Matthew chapter 16, verse 21 to 23. And it says, "From that time Jesus began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, 'Far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you.' But he turned, Jesus turned, and said to Peter, 'Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of men.'" Let us continue reading to verse 24. I think I just read everything. Okay, correct. Yes. So, Jesus has asked them about head knowledge, and they have responded well. But this knowledge hasn't made its way to the heart yet. If we look at Peter's reaction on what we just read, Jesus begins to reveal the cost of establishing the church through them. And what was that cost? It was his life. He gave his life for the sins of all, not only for me, not only for you, but for all. There needs to be a blood sacrifice, and that was him. But Peter is astute enough to realize that if his leader is king, or if Jesus is king, he's going to share in the glory. But if his leader is killed, he will have to share in the shame. And so he tries to discourage Jesus from this course of action. And Jesus cuts to the heart of the matter, or he nips Peter in the bud. Okay, of the matter, the heart of the matter, by revealing in a moment that Peter's concern was not really that important. That Peter's concern is not going to make the church grow or the church be established. That Peter's concern is not God's concern. Remember Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his plans are higher than our plans, right? It was really mostly Peter for himself. How to save himself? How to save myself, Peter? So Jesus reveals to Peter in a blinding moment of truth that he was in Peter's head. but he had not yet entered Peter's heart. Okay. Remember the passage, then Jesus said to his disciple, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross. In this passage, the Lord teaches the way to get faith. Faith in their Lord, from their heads down to their hearts. And thus become Jesus's true disciples. Okay. Quite simply, that self of us or ourselves has to die before Jesus can enter our hearts and transform us into his disciples. Okay. This is because self does not live in the head. Self lives in the heart. Okay. Matthew 16:24. If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Anyway, brothers and sisters in Christ, thank you very much for your attention. This is only the first part of our lesson from head to the heart. Next week, we are going to look at how do we die to ourselves, or how do we die to our worldly self, okay? So that we may have to have Jesus enter our hearts. But then again, remember what we just read earlier. Matthew chapter 28, okay, verse 16 to 20, and it touches on the Great Commission. That is one part that we look at when we follow Christ, okay? The steps to salvation, baptism is one of them. So what is the steps to salvation? First, we have to hear the gospel. And what is the gospel? The gospel is that Jesus came to earth. He died for the sins of all. And he rose again the third day. He will come back to judge the living and the dead. And we don't know when that time is. If we look at around us, there's a lot of chaos going on. Not only here in the United States, but all over the world. And I believe we are almost in that time. The question is, we don't know when is Jesus coming back. But we can be ready. We can be in the body of Christ. The things that we see around us right now, the houses that we have, the cars that we have, the clothes, the money that we have, even our jobs, even our bodies, will be burned up. It's not ours. It belongs to God. And we came here to earth. We did not bring anything, and we're gonna die the same way. We're not gonna take anything once we die. And all we have to do for us to have eternal life is to be a follower of Christ. And to be a follower of Christ, we have to be in the body of Christ. So the next step to salvation is believe that Jesus is the Son of God. We can find that in John chapter 20, verse 30 to 31. Hearing the gospel, we can find that in Romans 10:17. Okay, so Romans 10:17. Hear the gospel, believe that Jesus is the Son of God. John chapter 20, verse 30 to 31. We have to repent of our sins. Okay, Jesus said in Luke 13:3 and Luke 13:5, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. After repentance of our sins, we have to confess Christ before men. We can find that in Romans chapter 10, verse 9. But do we stop at confession? No, we do not. The next step after confession is baptism in water. Acts chapter 2, 38 says, "Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." More so, Jesus said in Mark 16, verse 15 to 16, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned." After baptism in water, God will add you to his kingdom or to his church or his body of family. We can find that in Acts chapter 2, verse 47. Remember, if you're a member of the body of Christ, we cannot add you because we're just merely men and we do not have that power. After baptism in water, the Bible says that God will add you to his kingdom or to his body of family. And we can find that in Acts chapter 2, verse 47. And all we have to do as faithful disciples or followers of Christ is to be faithful until death. And he promised that he will give us a crown of life. Revelation 2:10 states, at the end part, be faithful until death, and I will give you a crown of life. Again, brothers and sisters in Christ, thank you very much for your time and attention. And all those who are listening, all those who are in the elsewheres, our visitors, wherever you are, thank you very much for your undivided attention and your time. Happy New Year. Until we meet again next week, if God wills it to be, God bless you, and we will continue to pray for you. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you once again for this time that you've given us. And we pray, dear Father in heaven, that as we depart, dear Father in heaven, from each other's presence, from this fellowship that we have for the podcast or for the program that we have, An Hour with God, we pray, dear Father in heaven, that we may not depart from your presence. Watch over us and our families. Keep us safe, Lord, and be with us. Next week, dear Father in heaven, as we convene under your name, may we do so, dear Father in heaven, if you will it to be. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much, brothers and sisters in Christ. God bless you.